Thank you for calling. Thomas speaking. How can I help?
Yes, who am I talking with?
You're speaking with Tom.
Tom, okay, Tom. This is Lawrence Carroll. I just spoke to, I guess, Joe on another line. He was trying to get me in touch with Christopher, who was handling my refund, which has never arrived. And I closed the account because they're saying that you guys are not legit. You've basically been scamming me. That's what they told me. And we're going to file a claim with the fraud department of the U.S. bank. But if you wanted to clear this up, I need to get a cashier's check from you. That's what it has to be, with my name on it, and sent to my home mailing address, which you have on file, which I'll be happy to repeat it to you and get you to spell my name correctly. If, in fact, you guys are ever intending to refund my money for no services rendered. And a lot of going around, 5-6 weeks now. And when I spoke to Christopher the last time, he swore that the bank said that whatever hold had been on it for a whole month had been released and that they were going to be able to send out that refund for Mr. Carroll, K-A-R-O-L, and that also a receipt would be sent to my email. None of that ever happened. That was over 2.5 weeks ago. So when I spoke to the manager of the bank, my bank, a legitimate institution, they looked at me and said, from the story you've told, every turn of your conversation sounds like these people have just basically taken your money and they're not planning to give it back. So I'm just going to let them handle it. If you guys can't, just send me a check, cashier's check, because I closed the account. They told me you guys could steal more money, try to make more claims against my account and empty it out. That's what they thought you were all up to. So to protect myself, I closed the account, and that's the end of it. And I'm happy to receive a cashier's check. Then I can make a deposit into my new account. But it has to be a bank cashier check. Does that sound impossible? Or am I, you know, insulting you with the claims of the bank that you guys have basically done everything to not return my money? Tell me a million stories. I mean, it's been a long time. I've been calling you and everybody else. Oh, by the way, there's a CEO that took my last call but just before the holiday who told me that you guys would be closed during the whole holidays until after the new year. And so I didn't bother to call back, of course. But he wanted to help me, he said. He was thinking of assigning a new project manager, you know. And I said, well, I would be happy to keep working with you guys. I could give you guys thousands of dollars in business. But I ain't going to until I get the refund on this terrible start with the deal, special deal that I got from Chase. On the eve of Halloween, I got a 50 to 70% discount, which seduced me into taking the deal and going forward. And using an account I would have never used because I had a business account, which I never gave you the info because it didn't have enough in it. I wanted to put a little more, you know, into it. So then we could have used that account. But Chase said, oh, no, the computer's going to log out on this special. In 10 minutes, you got to give me a different card, you know. And I just broke down and said, okay. I mean, I like the whole pitch. You know, it would be great if I had a screen sharing service with my web designer so I can get down to work and, you know, get right down to it and work with somebody who knows how to fix a website. I got a few little chores that need done. There's a zillion other people that could do that job, but I just thought, you know, I've never had a screen sharing company that can be up in Northern California and give me somebody to work with live and let me see him looking at my URL. That was the impression that Chase gave me, that you have that kind of technical capabilities. Nothing has ever surfaced. I've never had one screen sharing service ever, and I've never even had anybody call me back about the form to discuss the details of how we're going to proceed. And that was that guy, Daniel Foster, who was my so-called, you know, project manager. I think you know the whole story, right? You got a voice there, sir? Yeah, here we go. Exactly. Fraudulent. Every turn of the road, you guys have stalled me and let me hang on the phone. Nobody even wants to speak up. Well, the police are coming for y'all. That's probably what's going to happen at some point. In any event, I'm not getting any response. I'll just keep calling back. If you got that CEO who wants to talk to me, I'd sure like to talk to him again.